It is a 7-seater SUV. There are some minor cosmetic tweaks involving a redesigned grille and bumper. And is it a good drive?
Oh, what a drive. I must tell you that, you know, just now you'll think I'm working for Ford. I'm not. But we get to drive a lot of SUVs during the course of our work, basically. And I am most impressed with the Ford Everest. Yes, minor tweaks to the bumper and one or two things inside. But I can tell you right now, Africa, that this is where luxury meets ruggedness. And the guys at Ford SA need a big pat on the back, as far as I'm concerned. They got that robust look. But at the same time, you're sitting inside a vehicle and you are absolutely confident when you're driving through every type of terrain, potholes, loose tar, tarred roads, the potholes are big enough to fit bathtubs and the kitchen sink, thick gravel, loose gravel, uneven terrain, and even deep, soft sand. So absolutely wonderful. But the consumption of this vehicle astounds me. 8.6 liters per 100 kilometer.
Wow.
That is saying something. But I'm going to save the best for last. Over to you.
There's more. Because the reality is, often we think of the SUV market in South Africa as, I don't know, overpaid suburban mom and dads who want to be able to drive their kids to school and back in this oversized car. But a lot of people purchasing those SUVs actually do want to take it out to the terrain and enjoy it, don't they?
Days are gone, Africa, where people used to, you know, especially in Johannesburg, they drive their cars, they buy them, basically drive them on the pavement, throw a bit of mud on the side, and come back home to say that they have actually, you know, taken it bundu bashing, they haven't done anything. But there's a big shift, Africa, from sedans to buckies. I'm using the word bucky, traditional buckies. And then now we are evolving to SUVs. And I can tell you for the last 5 years or so, even more, people are buying SUVs rather than sedans. Somehow they feel more comfortable, there's more safety that one feels when you're driving an SUV. You're sitting high up, you're not, unlike a sedan. But there's a definite shift to SUVs in South Africa.
And we see that in the manufacturing of vehicles. I mean, it was BMW, for example, who are still in the process, I think, if not completed, of converting the plant in Pretoria from producing three series sedans to producing the X3 for not only consumption in this market, but overseas as well.
Overseas as well. And whilst we're talking about that, yes, they stopped the production of the 3 Series in South Africa and Rosslyn, and they're now manufacturing X3s. But the other thing about Ford is that all the ranges that are exported in about 56 countries are manufactured right here in Silverton in Pretoria. So, and that is another big plus as well. I mean, you know, they're making left-hand drive cars here in South Africa for the export market, which is absolutely brilliant. And again, if I'm giving a choice, I'm driving a sedan at the moment, but I will drive an SUV if given the chance. There's a big shift away. And will I go for the Ford Everest? I'll tell you, I was saving the best for last, but carry on.
I suppose that was going to be my next question, because the Ford Everest pricing ranges from $499,000 all the way to $741,000, depending on your specs and what you're demanding, obviously, of that engine. Why would I buy that as opposed to a Toyota Prado, for example?
All right, okay. Straight away, you hit the money, nail on the head, basically. And why would you buy a Prado, for example, that's going to cost you between $800 to $900, depending on the specs, where you can get an Everest 2.2 TDCi XLS 6-gear automatic transmission, 4x2, for $499,000, say, call it 500,000 brands. I've actually looked and researched other vehicles in this price category, and I cannot find another SUV that is so competitive price-wise, Africa.
All right.
It goes from $499,000, $500,000, all the way to $761,000 for the 2-liter bi-turbo limited 10-speed auto gearbox 4x4.
I'm giving you the last 30 seconds to tell me what the best news is.
The best news was the price, basically. Where can you buy this vehicle that is really built for every type of terrain at 500,000 rand? I researched it. There is no other SUV that is capable of doing what the Everest does at 500,000 rands. And I'll put that challenge out to any manufacturer out there right now.
Naresh, thank you very much indeed. Naresh Maharaj, a motoring journalist, having had the honor of driving the 2019 Ford Everest, and just under 500,000 rand, there is no other luxury SUV that will match the quality of this vehicle, he says.